Let's talk politics with Blois Olson this morning on WCCO. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
A number of things going on in the world of politics this morning. One of those, and you and I discussed this yesterday, whether Keith Ellison would jump in on this lawsuit. And, in fact, Minnesota is now involved in that against the president.
Yeah, they came out with the news release late last night. Minnesota is now one of 16 states that have joined the lawsuit. It's filed and led by the state of California. And I think this is one of the things we talked about during the campaign was, would Keith Ellison use the attorney general's office as a counterweight to President Trump? And indeed, in his first big action, that's what he's doing. Now, granted, the president took the action on the emergency declaration last Friday. But the idea that these states worked probably through the weekend to have this come out yesterday. And I think he'll probably give some interviews on it today, but they really don't want to use the National Guard. They don't want resources taken away from Homeland Security in order to fight this political fight at the border.
What is the National Guard response? Have they said there'll be a risk because of this?
There is a potential risk, especially if natural disasters occurred in Minnesota and National Guard weren't here to help deal with them. But right now it's all hypothetical and, you know, frankly, there's a legal battle, but there's a lot of politics involved, as we all know.
Blois, the governor today, we talked about the budget proposal. Do you know yet what he might center that on?
Yeah, he's going to center it about community transportation and infrastructure. The big piece of it is really going to be the gas tax. He's going to come out with an increase in the gas tax. Last week, he said that it would be $18 billion infrastructure plan. One of the hints I heard was that since in greater Minnesota, the gas tax may impact you more because you have to drive farther and your income may not have it, that there would be some sort of tax balancing, some sort of tax credit based on where you lived for the gas tax increase. Obviously, folks in the metro use more infrastructure. They would probably pay more. Incomes are higher in the metro. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how it goes out. What they're doing is he's laying it out that Myron Franz will follow up with some details, but then they're actually having an open house for the press and for legislators where all the commissioners will be and at stations, and people can come talk to them about their individual department's budget and how it impacts the state. So this is going to be a very orchestrated layout of the budget. And then I think there's going to be this major push with the most controversial piece probably being the gas tax.
Is that new to have commissioners there so they can respond for their individual departments?
To have all of them there to respond? Yeah, it's new. And I think it goes to show that there is a different style in this administration. They really want to be accessible. They want people to understand state government and what it means and how these commissioners crafted their budgets.
You know, and it's coming at a time, Blois, if you've put gas on, even yesterday, our gas prices of 1 month ago were $2.05. Today, $2.25 a gallon. So that's a kind of interesting timing, I guess.
It is. And, you know, obviously gas prices go up or down, but we've been having this infrastructure discussion in Minnesota. They say that polling shows that it is popular with over 50% of the people. And they also note that many local governments passed infrastructure referendums this fall. So it's interesting to see how they're going to lay this out as it's popular. Minnesota wants it. And we'll see how Republicans respond.
When will the Republicans respond?
They'll respond immediately following. They'll probably even use the same podium. And I think they'll talk about, we'll wait for the forecast, but that they are opposed to the gas tax increase and that, you know, we got to put a lid on the growth of state government.
What is the Health Care Access Fund, Blois?
So this is a 2% tax that's been on basically every health care procedure in Minnesota for several years. It has funded low-income health care for several years. A few years ago, the legislature and Governor Dayton allowed it to sunset at the end of this year, 2019. But there is a big push to keep it alive. I expect Walz's budget to have it in there and maybe some tweaks. There's some Mayo tweaks that would help Mayo stay competitive. There's also some other alternative ways to think about the revenue so that it goes straight to people who need healthcare. So that's going to be probably the other second biggest push within the budget, is to keep that 2% fee.
Okay, then Education Minnesota, apparently, if I read this right on the release, wants taxes raised on large corporations and the wealthiest Minnesotans to solve the education problems.
Yes, I don't think this will be a part of the governor's budget. I don't think he's going to have an income tax increase on anybody in his budget. I think if he did, many people would be surprised, and I think even DFLers in the House would say, whoa, slow down here. But the Education Minnesota keeps talking about the cost of education. Walz has said that he doesn't want these local units, school boards and school districts, to have to do referendums. So there'll probably be some way in which he's getting extra money to schools to avoid these referendums.
What about sports gambling to help something like that?
I don't think it'll be in the budget at all, but you know, I think we do know that that's on the table. I don't think it's a high priority this session.
How'd the senator do in her town hall last night?
You know, I think she did really well. You and I have known her for a long time. She is really good at deflecting questions and talking about small stuff. But she talked about big issues last night, and she was very different than a Bernie Sanders is going to be. When asked if she agreed about, you know, college, all 4 years of college should be free, she said no. When asked why we couldn't have Medicare for all right now, she said we have to have an alternative plan. We have to have a bridge to get us to a program like that. So she is, as they say in the 20-lane superhighway of the Democratic primary, she's definitely in one of the middle lanes, more towards the right. And there's going to be less traffic there, so we'll see if she can continue to build this momentum.
Yesterday we touched on Senator Housley's granny cams legislation. I see it passed, and boy, she will join us later this morning here on CCO to talk about that.
Sounds good.
What else we got going on today that you're keeping your eye on here at the state capitol?
You know, watching, there's a bill up in the House to restore voting rights for felons who've completed their sentences. And then there's a bill up in the Senate. Julie Rosen's got a bill on the opiate epidemic, and that's the tax. I think it's a penny a pill on opioids, which would help fund treatment and county services.
Okay, Blois, how do I get your email?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you sign up right there.
He's Blois Olson. This is The Morning Take. Traffic is up next.